Making a difference in the greater Boston music scene, and from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world, with the very best in gospel music and the clear message, salvation is available to all through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You're tuned to the Sunday, July the 10th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we just heard Javen and Marvin Winans Jr. with Raise the Cross. Because of the cross, we can live again. Why? Because on the cross of Calvary, all of our sin, the sins of the entire world, were paid for by Jesus Christ's perfect sacrifice. But it doesn't end there. On the third day, he rose from death. And so, therefore, we have access now to his life. We have forgiveness through the cross. The resurrection brings us his eternal life. And so, therefore, that's what salvation's great gift from God is all about. And we pray that you have that gift. And if not, this is your opportunity to come just as you are and receive the salvation that God has for you.
Come as you are, and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you are, I know you're hurting, but when you call upon his name and
this is what Sounds of Praise is all about. We love to play the music, and we love to shout and dance and enjoy God. But the whole message of salvation is that those of you who've never received Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior receive that opportunity. That's what we're going to do right now. We hope to lead you in prayer. If you've never received Christ as personal Savior, if you're not sure where you stand with God because you might have received Him before and you're not sure where you stand right now, this is your opportunity to make things right with God. If you pray this prayer, and if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring His salvation alive within your life this very day. And you may say, well, I might have gone that path before, but I messed up and now I'm out here in left field without a glove. But hey, God will supply all that you need because He is the giver of every good and perfect gift. He said, no good thing would He withhold from those who walk upright before Him. So we want you to pray this prayer and allow God to do His transforming work in your life. You see, salvation is really not of you. It's all of Jesus. All we need to do is surrender ourselves to His control. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I'm tired of the uncertainty that continually plagues my life because I don't know for certain where I stand with you. I may go to church, but I've never made that commitment of myself to you. But now I sense that this is my day, my opportunity to come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, not worthy of your salvation, but your word has said that because I could not help myself, you will provide that which I could not do on my own. So I'm surrendering myself to you and to your control. Fill my life with your Holy Spirit. Cleanse me from all my unrighteousness, and lead and guide my every step from this day forward, is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer, or if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it, If you've done that, I want to know about it because that's the material I want to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who are giving their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. You can receive by calling me while I'm on the air. Our new number is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. And we'll send material out to you, like I said, free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to pressure you to join our church, although you need to let God lead you into what church he would have you to be involved in. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, while we're on the air, and I stressed it, while you need to call while I'm on the air. You call after I'm off the air. There's no guarantee I'll get that message, so you need to call me while I'm on the air. Be here at 8 o'clock or a little bit thereafter. And again, our phone number, 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. Oh, and if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, DarnleyVB. DarnleyVB at Verizon.net, and we'll send material, like I said, out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. But please don't put up with tomorrow what you need to do today, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. Come as you are. And we pray that you have come. And if so, please, like I said, give us a call so we can send that material. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. And we'll send material, like I said, out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's help you to know what to do now that you've given your life to Jesus Christ. 10 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. Time is just flying by like I just got started. Okay, on this last set, you heard Tim Bowman Jr. with Everybody Needs Love. And that's what God offers to you, his eternal sacrificial agape love. And then we heard Pastor John P. Key along with Inesha Figueroa and New Life with God of All Nations. That was so nice. We went back and played that one twice. Travis Green followed with Intentional. Then we heard Jay Venn and Marvin Winans Jr. with Raise the Cross. And we concluded the set with Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. We pray that you have come. This will give us a call so you can say that material. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. Or you can email me at Darnley, D A darnleyvb at verizon.net. Darnley, darnleyvb at verizon.net. You can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156, and we send that material, like I said, out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. But please don't put off on tomorrow what you need to do today. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. 12 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. We're getting ready also to get ready to go before the Lord in prayer. And in praise very shortly, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, number to call. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. And I invite the many Christians out there in our audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer request and the praise report to receive before God's throne. 855-915-WMFO. Okay, Latrice Crawford we're going to bring her in before we go into the When You Pray, When You Pray segment of the ministry. And this is a big hit from her album, Latrice Crawford. And this is Joshua's Anthem here on Sounds of Praise.
We've been afflicted, but not broken. We've been locked in bondage, at times shaken. The kingdom suffers violence, but the violent taketh it by force. We won't give in.
We won't win.
We will.
Victoria. We will be victorious.
We will win.
Who can stand? No weapon formed against us shall be prosperous. So we'll keep on fighting till we conquer it.
We'll wave the
Latrice Crawford here on Sounds of Praise, Joshua's Anthem. Yes, we will win through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. 7:18 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray segment of the ministry. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. The number to call, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-WMFO. And leading us into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry, evangelist and pastor Shirley Caesar with Prayer Changes Things. She's going to be followed by her old pal Dorothy Norwood and Old Jesus here on Sounds of Praise.
For your good,
prayer,
a prayer, yes,
changes.
music in your body. Yes, it does. Fasten your seatbelt. That's all you gotta say.
Okay, it's 7:28, and this is the When You Pray and When You Praise segment of the ministry. We have a number of prayer requests. We're praying for J.W. God's Touch on Her Body. JW, God's Touch on Her Body. We're praying for E and B, that problems would be resolved. E and B facing problems, we're praying that God would resolve them. Then we're praying for Michelle of Medford. She's undergoing some new medication for her back problem. Going to have a procedure, I believe, next month. And we're also praying that God's going to deliver her from smoking. Michelle of Medford receiving medication for her back, and that God's going to also deliver her from smoking. Let's go to God in prayer. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning and we thank you, Lord, because you are inside you. There is none other. And you said that we can come boldly unto your throne of grace where we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need, because we've given our life to you. And so therefore you're open to our every prayer and our every request. And you who can hear every prayer and respond to every request will provide exactly what is needed when it is needed in each and every life. So we thank you for JW, Lord, how you're going to work in her body. You're going to touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let healing virtue flow out right now in the name of Jesus. All the various obstacles, all the various situations that she's facing, Lord, we pray you would bring her safely through. We pray you will work mightily in her behalf. Remember her loved ones, Lord, who are trying to help her along during these difficult times. And may they be strengthened and empowered and blessed by you, that their lives might speak for you in these days, and they might be sources of encouragement, and their faith in you may not fail, so that JW also may be strengthened and encouraged to go on with you to fulfill the things you would have her to do, to the glory, honor, and praise of your name is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for E and B, looking to you to resolve various problems that confront them, Father, we pray you administer in the lives of these your people. Give them your direction, give them your strength, give them your anointing, give them your deliverance, give them the victory that comes only through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So as they surrender themselves to you and look to you for the blessing and victory that you alone can give, we're thanking you in advance for all that's going to be accomplished, all the problems that are going to be resolved, and how you're going to use them in the days ahead to accomplish even greater and mightier things in your behalf. And we thank you for it in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, we pray, oh God, you continue to minister in her life, Lord. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Let healing virtue flow out right now. In the name of Jesus, may this back problem be resolved, Lord, whether it be by medication or whether it be by your healing through the stripes of Jesus Christ, the Lord. We pray you work powerfully in her behalf. Also deliver her from smoking, Lord. She recognizes how debilitating, how destructive it is. And even though she's tried in the past, Lord, we're praying that you would give her the victory, give her the deliverance, give her the strength that she needs to go ever onward and forward in you. May her focus continue to be on you, and even in a greater way, as you provide for her natural needs and for her spiritual needs as well. May her life be a blessing, and may she go stronger in you to the point where, Lord, you can use her to minister in other lives and tell others what you've done in her behalf. And we thank you for the victory and the miracle you're going to accomplish in Jesus' blessed name. And for your praise and for your glory, let the people of God out there say amen and amen. It's 7:32 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's Sunday, July the 10th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And I want to inform you, I guess, that next Sunday, we are going to be bringing you one of our favorite programs. the theme of one of our favorite programs, which is Gospel with an Afro-Caribbean and Hispanic flavor. Haven't done that in quite a while. And before we get into the countdown coming up, probably, I don't know, end of summer, early fall anyway, of the top hits here on Sounds of Praise for the year 2016. We'd like to get that out of the way and move ever onward and forward in the Lord. So you pray for us next Sunday, gospel with an Afro, Caribbean, and Hispanic flavor. 7:33, the Sounds of Praise time. Dottie Peoples and the People's Choice Chorale coming up next here on Sounds of Praise from the album I Got This. And this is Back to the Old Church here on Sounds of Praise.
Back to the old church.
I just said that.
Come to the altar right now.
We need prayer up in here. I need the
Peoples here on Sounds of Praise along with the People's Choice Chorale and Back to the Old Church. And here are the Williams Brothers coming up next here on Sounds of Praise and Never Let Go of Your Hand. Good advice.
If you feel like because your word seems hard, from the love of Jesus, you should never part. Just hold on to Jesus' hand. Make sure you understand that the Lord will never.
Never let go of your hand.
Never let go. Oh.
understand that the Lord will never, he'll never let go of your hand. No, he'll never, no, no, the Lord will never, oh no, just a hope.
Brothers here on Sounds of Praise. Jesus will never let go of your hand. 62 degrees outside our studio at 747. And we got a couple more songs we can get in before we have to pack the bag. Karen Clark Sheard next here on Sounds of Praise. My words have power. Okay, that's not the right song. Okay, back up. Let's get this one squared away. We were doing so well today, too. Okay, here she is, Karen Clark Sheard. My words have power here on Sounds of Praise.
Oh! All right, company. We gonna set this one up for Karen. Y'all ready? Put your hands together. Come on. Ah! Speak about your words. Power of life and death is in your words. Your words create your reality. Come on, y'all. Tell the story.
My words have power.
Don't say words have power.
Don't say words.
Prosper.
Go on and speak it.
Karen Clark Shit here on Sounds of Praise. My words have power. And this is William McDowell. And you are God alone.
Yeah. believe that tonight? Can we make a declaration tonight? Can we make a declaration tonight? You're unchangeable.
7:58 here on Sounds of Praise. Time to get ready to pack the bag and move out till next Sunday. I want to remind you again, next Sunday we're going to bring you one of our special programs entitled Gospel with Afro-Caribbean and Hispanic Flavor. You don't want to miss that. So until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and weekend. Lord, we'll see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance, well, I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking over there. God bless.
You are on your throne, you are God alone, and right now, and right now.